Lord, we have walked in darkness for long enough. Shine brightly through your word by the power of your Spirit tonight. Multiply our faith, increase our joy, let your love enter us, that we may praise your name and shine as your light forevermore. Amen. In the beginning, the scriptures say, there was chaos and darkness. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and it was good. And then the prophet Isaiah wrote about the people who walked in darkness, who have seen a great light, about those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on whom the light shined. And in the fullness of time, the author of John's Gospel would say about the one whose birth we celebrate tonight, that the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world, and that what came into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Tonight, I'm thinking about the Christmas story as a portal of light, an opening through which we experience God's heart of love and life for us and for all the world to see. Listen to the story as Luke tells it. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. To get to the light, we have to look up into the dark night sky. as Mary and Joseph surely did on their way to Bethlehem. Sent out into the night by the edict of the emperor who had already made their lives difficult, Mary and Joseph had to walk over 80 miles, a journey of several days. Not knowing when Mary would deliver her child, vulnerable to the elements and the usual dangers of travel, they must have felt powerless as they looked up at the stars with so many unanswered questions. To get to the light, we have to look up into the night sky, along with the shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. Huddled around the fire they built for warmth and protection from predators, they slept only fitfully as they looked up into that night sky. Perhaps they also prayed as we do late at night, when the worries keep us awake and fear is our go-to reaction. To get to the light, we have to enter the darkness of a stable, where the sweet smell of hay mingles with the stench of manure, where the lowing of cattle blends harmoniously with the occasional braying of the pokey donkey that carried us here, where the labor pains begin, and Mary gives birth and wraps her child in rags and lays him in the manger used to feed the animals. She sleeps, while Joseph sits in the darkness, hands clasped, as if to ask, "Now what?" And the first sign of light spills from the manger, splashing them in their weariness. Exhausted from their labor, tired out from their travels, afraid of the unknown, afraid of the changes this child will bring, afraid of what people will think, longing for peace in the dark, and alone, but for the child bathed in light. To get to this light, angels have to look down from the sky. "Look," the angel appears to say to the heavenly host on high alert. There, in the dark distance, far below and far away, barely perceptible, God's light pierces the darkness. The angels will leave the bright white light of heaven to wing their way to earth. They will enter the darkness to sing glory to God and on earth peace. And their song will be another sign of the light that signals the end for every dark night of fear and hostility, of violence and greed. A portal that sends shepherds out in search of its source. Yes, to get to the light, we need the portal of this story, because otherwise we would be overwhelmed and remain in the dark with our own day-to-day struggles to stem the tide of turbulence that often threatens to undo us at home or at work or in the world at large. We need the light that leaks from the manger to splash on the lives we work so hard to manage, on the world that can be such a dark and dangerous place. We need the portal to open so we can see it all in God's light. Beautiful, precious, wonderful, but also vulnerable, fragile, messy, and very worthy of love. We need this light when the news douses our hope, when from a place deep down inside of us we realize that the more we keep reaching for does not satisfy for long, nor save us from the dark. In the birth we gather to celebrate tonight, the portal between heaven and earth opens. The light shines into our darkness, and our darkness does not overcome it. This is the hope we hold on to. This is the more that comes to our longing hearts in the birth of Jesus. So the question becomes, will we let it in? in a world that constantly tells us to be afraid, to be on guard? Will we find the place of soft-hearted, genuine tenderness that lets the light born into our world so long ago reach us here and now? In her book, A Severed Wasp, Madeline Longle writes about a pianist about to give a concert in a grand cathedral. She stands by the piano, bowing to those who have gathered. There is a feeling of unity in the room that touches her deeply. She looks slowly around as she seats herself at the piano, taking her time in quiet preparation for the music. On the left are the Undercrofts. On the opposite side sat the Davidsons. Looking toward them, she catches little Emily's eye. The child gives one of her solemn smiles and blows a kiss. Catherine returns the smile and glances once more at all these people she has known. Between them all, they held a great many secrets. And between them all, they had worked out about as much peace as the human family is likely to have. She turns her mind away from them and focuses it on the music. The rustlings of the crowd stop, and there is anticipatory silence. For Catherine, at that moment, as she held her hands over the keyboard, there was nothing but the piano. And she and the instrument were no more than living extensions of each other. When the music had fully entered her, she began to play. And a portal of light opens that we may see ourselves at the manger. We who come into this space filled with friends and strangers, held in a unity that comes from the one whose birth we celebrate tonight. With our secrets and fears and whatever peace we've managed, when we sit in stillness and ponder the wonder of this holy night, nowhere to go, nothing to do, but to take our time and take it all in. Putting out of our minds all that it took to get here and all that waits for us at home. Nowhere to go and nothing to do, but to let down the walls of our fear and doubt and welcome the light. Let it come. Nowhere to go and nothing to do, but to open the windows of our imagination, to listen for the sound of angels' song and shepherd's feet, sending us to the birthplace of love. Nowhere to go and nothing to do but to soften our eyes and fix our gaze on the child wrapped in rags, lying in the manger, born so that when the light fully enters us, we begin to live. And however fragile, tenuous, or vulnerable our hope may be, to get to the light, we not only need the portal of the Christmas story, we also need portals in us. When our daughter and son-in-law were married a couple of years ago, Zach's mom made pottery tumblers for our guests, one for each person who attended the wedding. This was a labor of love. Although she had swaddled each one carefully in newspaper and laid them tenderly in a box, when we opened it and began to unwrap the tumblers, we found that several of them had cracked. We couldn't bear to throw them away, and so I brought them home, cracks and all. I intended to fill the cracks with glue someday, but I haven't. Because I've discovered that now, when I put votive candles inside of them, the cracks are portals to the light. "There's a crack in everything," wrote the song lyricist Leonard Cohen. That's how the light gets in. On the night that Jesus was born, there was a crack between heaven and earth. The light shattered the darkness, refracting its colors. The light broke through our human defenses, disarming us with the vulnerability of a tiny human infant who brought shepherds and kings alike to their knees and opened the hearts of many who would gaze upon him. Soon enough, we will go back out into the dark night, back to our flocks and fields like the shepherds, but we will go as people saved from the darkness by the child whose birth we celebrate tonight. Saved from the darkness because God enters it, walks with us in it, and refuses to abandon us to it. Saved from the darkness because the light that spilled out of the manger also splashed the hillsides of Galilee, intent on showing God's relentless love for every lost and lonely soul walking in darkness. And because the light that spilled out of the manger would not turn back, even when the darkness turned cruel and took the form of a cross, and the earth itself cracked wide open, and the light coming from an empty tomb splashed a world made brand new. Yes, we are saved from the darkness this holy night. But dare I say, we are also saved for the darkness, that we may be the portals through which the light of Christ travels once again with power to enter the darkness and change our world. Tonight, may there be crevices between heaven and earth. May there be cracks all over this sanctuary. May there be fault lines in our hearts that glow with the light that once pooled in the manger and now shines among us. Let there be light. Thanks be to God. Amen.